Hello.
Hello, am I speaking to you, Ryan?
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, Ryan, my name's Aaron. I'm calling from MMA Legal. How are you, sir?
All right, Paul. All right.
That's good, Ryan. I'm just giving you a call in regards to your Scottish redress application that you've started with ourselves.
All right, yeah.
Okay, do you have around about 10-15 minutes to have a chat with myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. All I'm here to do, Ryan, is obviously get you through to the investigation team with MMA Legal. So all I'm going to be doing is just gathering some further knowledge on yourself in regards to how your time and care did affect you and if it does still play an effect on you today. I'll just ask a series of questions as well, as I said, just gathering the best knowledge you can about yourself. And then I'll confirm your care setting records with you and grab some details in regards to where you're registered with your doctors, so we can request for the records back on yourself. Then I give you a little bit of a summary of how the case is going to go moving forward, and then I just go through some legal fees at the end with yourself, and then I'll leave you to be on this nice Thursday afternoon. Does that sound okay?
Okay.
Perfect, Ryan. Thank you very much. So just so I can start off, sir, are you currently experiencing any mental health issues at the minute?
Well, I'm pretty depressed all the time now. I was on tablets for years at the doctors, but I thought I had loads of side effects, so I just basically take seaweed oil now to help me sleep and relax a bit.
Yeah, no, I understand that. As we do go through.
I did some counselling as well years back, but that never really helped in this. So.
Okay, how long did you do like your counselling for?
Probably a few months.
Yeah.
That was maybe about 13, 14 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. And did you just feel like it wasn't really working out for yourself?
Well, I got to the end there, and I didn't feel any change or anything. So.
Okay, fair enough. And is your doctor currently aware of how you are feeling at the moment?
Nah, I just sort of get on with it. Just. I just got to work a couple here, but that's about it.
Yeah. When was the last time that you went and seen your doctors regarding your mental health?
Probably that long ago. I didn't even go when I was coming off the tablets, because I thought something was really wrong with me until I was watching something and they started talking about side effects, and I was like, I read the things inside it, and I was like, oh fuck, that's what it is,
Yeah, no, I do understand that. Okay, obviously when you were taking antidepressants, just out of curiosity, what antidepressant were you taking?
Mirtazapine.
Mirtazapine, yeah. No, see, myself, I have been on mirtazapine. It's a night tablet, isn't it?
Aye.
And obviously you can have some side effects from it, like I do agree.
They just left me on it for years, So I've never taken anything before, so I didn't realise that it'd start affecting you. Your body and that.
It's a tablet that it controls the chemical levels to your brain, isn't it? Any antidepressant really is quite a dangerous tablet in a way of obviously it's a substance that's going into your body that has to play its own effect, if that makes sense.
I did screw all my body, like everyone was working like this, so.
Yeah, no, I do understand that, sir. And do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
I probably drink a few pints when I start my 7 days off.
Yeah.
I might hit the odd couple in between the other blocks of shifts, but not very often, though.
Okay. And do you take any recreational drugs at all?
No.
And one question I do have to ask you, Ryan, and I do apologise on asking so. As I said, it's just so I can gather the best knowledge I can about yourself. Have you ever tried to take your own life or self-harm at all?
Twice.
Okay, and what unfortunately happened on them occasions?
Well, when I was 23, I tied myself in the door frame, and then a dickhead had come loose, but I did pass out, and then I woke up a dickhead long later. I can't believe it's just hanging off to the door frame or no, and then...
Again, I do apologise. Obviously, it came to that circumstance for you, but it's a pleasure to be speaking to you today, Ryan, so thank you for being here.
And the last year was probably, so this is years later, was probably about November last year.
Okay, and what happened then, sir?
Well, I didn't really want to try the thing again, so I took about, I don't know, about 70 pills, and then fell asleep, and then woke up the next day, and I was in agony for about a week.
Hi, this is a message from
Smith. I was fucked for about a week, like. I've been all the following week, maybe four or five days.
I'd be grateful if you could give me a call back on 416.
Okay, were you hospitalised for your overdose?
No, but this... I think my auntie and that called their ambulance and I told them they'd bugger off, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Can I just grab the details on where you're registered with your GP, please?
My what, sorry?
Where you're registered with your doctors?
It's, it'll be Alloa Health Centre. But it's in, actually in Sauk, yeah. But it's just, we call it Alloa Health Centre.
Yeah.
I can try and find the postcode if you want, though.
No, that's okay. I've got that here. It's FK101AB.
Aye.
That's it. And how long have you been registered with this doctor's for?
Oh, since I was a bairn. If you need, do you need the practice, what practice it is, though? Because it's all slightly different. Because there's like maybe three or four doctors on each part, if you know what I mean.
Oh if possible then please sir.
It's Dr. Stirling practice.
Dr. what, sorry?
Stirling. Stirling.
Yeah, practice.
Oh.
And how long did you say you've been registered there since birth?
I wouldn't say birth, no. I think I was registered before. Probably when I might have been registered before. I'm not too sure, but I'm going to go with 6 or 7 maybe. I think.
6 or 7. Oh, since you were 6 or 7 years old.
I think so. Obviously before that, I can't really remember.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough, sir. Okay. And just to clarify your care settings, we've got here that you're with the foster family and name of Frank Green.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it just Frank, or did he have a wife or anything?
I had a wife, Jeanette. He used to knock her around as well, so.
Yeah. Was that Jeanette Green as well?
Jeanette Green. I don't care what her name is now because of the horse there, but...
Okay, fair enough. And how long was you with them for, sir?
Since I was about... I want to say about... 7 maybe? 7 till I was 18?
Oh, wow, so good.
Aye.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just
mean 11 years. I've heard some roughly about that anyway. Yeah, it'll be, won't be far off, so.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and can you remember what local authority that might have been under?
That'd be club manager. Is that club manager? I don't care if it's council or what it comes under.
Clack manager council.
I don't know. Is the council to deal with all that? Or, I don't know.
Clack manager do have a council.
But is that who's in charge of Foster and all that?
It just depends on obviously where Mr. and Mrs. Green live.
Ah, they live in Alloway, put that in shop. Aye.
That's what they live in Alloway.
Aye.
Okay.
I have a reason behind the results.
Ryan, is we will request your records from your GP, and we will request the foster care records from Blackman National Council. Once we've received them, would you like us to go through them records with yourself?
Yeah, you can do it. I just go over that.
I have forgot to mention as well, Ryan, I do apologise. Obviously these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. That's something I should have disclosed at the start of the phone call, so I do apologise on that behalf.
All right.
So what happens now, Ryan, going forward, is it's going to be around about a 6 to 12 month journey with ourselves and yourself. What happens throughout that process is we'll give you an update every 4 to 6 weeks. In regards to how your case is progressing and what we're doing to strengthen your case. This case does get dealt with an independent panel, which is within the Scottish Government. Now, this is done behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere. All we'll be notifying you of is when they will be handling your case and also the conclusion to your case as well.
Yeah.
What we first and foremost like to do as a law firm is fight for a official apology from the Scottish Government in regards to the recognition of wrongdoing during your time in foster care. But we also fight for some financial compensation for yourself as well. Okay. So before I do come to near the end of this phone call, I do just need to go one step back and just go over the legal fees with yourself. Now, I know my colleague Billy, a couple of weeks ago, maybe about 2 months ago, she would have gone through these legal fees with yourself, and they are attached within our documents that we've sent out to you, so you are more than happy to read over them. But these are the three options that are applicable to yourself when it comes to the funding with the application. Now, yeah, I do just have to go through this from my compliance team. Once this is done, I should then leave you be and enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect, right, thank you. So, Ryan, when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you are applicable to three types of funding. Them three types are option one being you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you, and that's just you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is that you can instruct a different solicitor or law firm within England or Scotland who participate in the Scottish Government scheme, where they are paid up to £2,000 to deal with your case, but they do not charge any fees. Option three, being ourselves, we are a private and independent law firm, so we work on a no-win, no-fee basis, and we don't accept any handouts from the Scottish Government. So if for whatever reason the case doesn't go in our favour, we won't come and chase you for any legal fees and cause that financial burden or stress upon yourself. We are covered in that sense. But if and when the case does go in our favour, we do charge a percentage of 16% plus VAT, which is a capped percentage of 19.2%. So it doesn't matter what kind of compensation you may receive, we won't come looking for more. We just want to be settled for the time, work and effort we put into your case. Okay, right. So with them three options being read to yourself, are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal? Move up forward.
That's fine, pal. If you call me back, will it be the same number so I can save it though?
Yeah, it will be the same number.
I think you've tried to phone me before. I think it's maybe, I thought it was spam, eh? So.
Yeah, no, I don't know that. I will let you know as well, Ryan, obviously. Any 0161 number will be us. Just to give you a little bit of insight, we are calling off a dialing system today, but we're looking to add this dialing system to our software. So in front of me, I do have which could be potentially our new number when it does come up and live. It still will be an 0161, but we're going to be trialing out a different software within our system to contact our clients more better and efficiently on. Save this number for now for any contact moving forward.
If I see Manchester pop up, I'll just save it. Answer it.
Yeah, no, of course, but obviously, once you get through, or I'll answer the call and we introduce ourselves as MMA Legal, and it's not the number that you may have saved. This is the reason why.
Aye.
All right, Ryan. Before I let you go, is there any questions at all?
No, that's fine, pal.
Not a problem. Well, yeah, as I said, if you've got any questions or anything pops into mind in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give us a call back, okay?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Perfect, Ryan. Thank you very much for your time today. I really do appreciate it, and have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Bye now.